Greetings. I'm Matt Matthews, one of the pastors here at First Pres in Champaign, and I'm happy to welcome you to our media ministry. Join us in person. We're located at the intersection of Church and State Streets, adjacent to Westside Park in downtown Champaign. Our traditional worship service is at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning, and on most of those Sundays, we offer French translation. Our contemporary services on Sunday begin at 11:15 a.m. When you come to First Pres, what you'll find, what I hope you'll find, is a community of people who support each other and who are passionate about making a difference in our community and beyond. You'll find relevant teaching for children and adults. We have at least a dozen Bible studies and small groups, including pickleball. That's right, pickleball. Adult choir, a bell choir for all comers, and other programs and events designed to grow your faith and give you and me opportunities to serve. There's a place for you. I'm glad you tuned in. As we approach the scripture this morning, let's do so in a spirit of prayer. Help me to pray. Gracious God, open to us your word as we find it printed here in Luke's gospel. Help us by your grace hear Jesus' words as he prays for Jerusalem and the world and for us. We ask this in Jesus' holy name, by the power of your Spirit, and the people of God together say, Amen. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often have I, this is Jesus speaking, how often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. See, your house is left to you, and I tell you, you will not see me until the time comes when you say, Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. It's hard to appreciate what Jerusalem meant to Jesus and meant to the faithful in his day. To say that Jerusalem is like the Chicago of our time, well, that gets at it maybe a little bit. The city of broad shoulders, the big onion. I didn't know that's what Chicago was, the big onion. The jewel of the Midwest. The way we revere this place is the way, except more, the way Jesus' friends, his crowd, his community revered Jerusalem. And the streets around the temple might be likened to the Miracle Mile. It was that, but it was more. Jesus is heading there to Jerusalem. Oh, Jerusalem. Some Pharisees warn Jesus, don't go. Turn around. Herod is out to kill you. You'll be trapped in Jerusalem. Don't go. But Jesus will not be swayed. He's got his sights set on the city of David. He has a plan, a purpose, and the crosshairs of his intention are focused right on Jerusalem. Neither religious nor civil authorities will weaken his drive. When Jesus looks to Jerusalem, he sees a melting pot where the hurting, the forgotten, the disadvantaged, the languished are gathered. We have somebody escaping as we speak, running right through. Okay, just there we go. Jesus looks to Jerusalem, and do you want to come up with me?
Let's go back to the back. Come on, bud.
Oh, let's go. You want to go that way? Okay, there we go. Jesus looks to Jerusalem, and he sees this. This is what he sees. He sees his children gathered. He sees people being community, and he wants to be in the midst of that. He wants to be right in the middle of it. Oh, Jerusalem, how I have wanted to gather you as a mother hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you would have none of it. Jesus sees Jerusalem, and thinks of who's there and knows who's been coming and going, and he wants to gather there. For he sees the cast out and the cast off. He sees the forgotten. He sees those who are on the fringe, and he wants to be in the middle and gather them together. He sees the invaded Ukrainians when he looks to Jerusalem. And he sees the Russians lined up in their tanks, just following orders. And Jesus sees the one in Moscow making the orders. And Jesus, he wants to go there. He wants to go right there. He sees all creation gathered in Jerusalem. And it's not hard to imagine that when he looks at that city, he sees us. Jerusalem is the metropolis of God's people. Some then and now consider Jerusalem to be the navel of the world, the navel of the cosmos, the center of the globe is Jerusalem. That word navel has something to do with omphalos, which is a religious stone. And there it's that religious stone that holds together the peak of the Temple Mount, that many Jews believe is the very site in which creation began. And Christians see the tomb of the Savior in Jerusalem and see it as the place where the new creation was begun. And our Muslim brothers and sisters see the Dome of the Rock. Oh, Jerusalem, the center of the cosmos. The city on the hill that means so much to all of us. That's where Jesus wants to go. These are the people with whom Jesus wants to share time. And he's bringing others with him. Other believers, other doubters, the naysayers and the assassins. All of them coming to Jerusalem with him. How often did I want to gather your children under my wings as a hen gathers her brood? And you would have none of it. Note that Jesus doesn't compare himself to an eagle. An eagle is a regal and royal bird, one that's used in Scripture, but not here. An eagle, strength, a bird, dread, of might. Jesus compares himself instead to a mother bird, a hen. I think some of you know that two of our boys went to the University of South Carolina, and their mascot. Thank you, Joe. I'm going to keep you a little longer. You're so smart. You know, y'all don't know this, but Joe writes all of my sermons, and I write all of his music. The mascot are hens, are chickens, and these we learned when we became gamecocks can be ferocious creatures. And there was a day when wired onto the upper legs of these birds would be taped spurs or wired spurs, and these gamecocks would fight. And that's illegal in this country, thank God. Not around the world, but here it is. It's a blood sport. But this is not the kind of image Jesus is borrowing from. No offense to the University of South Carolina. A hen is a common bird, maybe even an awkward bird, a bird from which even children can pluck eggs for breakfast. An ordinary, serviceable, trusted, known creature. Jesus wants to protect and to love the world as a hen loves her brood. But they will have none of it. The people of Jerusalem, the people of the world, they will soon welcome Jesus into Jerusalem on the back of a donkey, shouting, "Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord." And then, of course, on Thursday, the same people will shout,
Crucify. Crucify. It's here that Jesus wants to go. Not naively, but full, knowing full well how the world is filled with anxious, angry people. Jerusalem. It's where Jesus wants to go. Jesus comes with love. We will send him away in shame, but come nevertheless. He wants to come. In Luke's gospel, for the whole gospel, Jesus is on the move to Jerusalem. And it's this heart, at the heart of Jesus' call to raise up the beaten down and to find those on the fringe and to welcome them naturally and normally to the center, to the heart of God's love. This is Jesus' clear mission in Luke's gospel, in all of the gospels. And in Luke's gospel particularly, Jesus is going to Jerusalem no matter what. Nothing will stop him. Jesus' intention is to heal the world with the love of God. And that is why the young pregnant mother, his young pregnant mother, sings the song of revolution. That's why Jesus will tell the story in Luke's gospel where a father welcomes a good-for-nothing son, the prodigal, home. In Luke's gospel, this is why Jesus will turn the world upside down with the story of a loser, a nobody, a criminal, a Samaritan, bringing healing and neighborliness to the world. In Luke's gospel, Jesus will bless a thief dying on a cross next to him. The wayward and the lost, they are Jesus' friends. And he's going to Jerusalem to find more of them, to say that you are not alone. I am with you. My name is Emmanuel, which means God with us. So nothing's going to stop Jesus, our beautiful prayer of confession puts it nicely. Nothing will stop Jesus from calling out and bringing in. He'll go to the thick of things in Jerusalem to share his love, to plant seeds which by the grace of God will grow and grow. He makes his way to Jerusalem today, one step closer, to the heart of the city, to the heat of things. And if we dare to allow it, he will enter even our hearts as he enters the gates of that city. He will welcome even us into his protective embrace, should we not shrug him off. He will equip even us to be disciples in a world filled with violence as we go to bring healing even to Jerusalem. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. How I wished I could bring you in like a chicken brings her brood beneath her wings, but you would have none of it. It doesn't change Jesus' mind. On the outskirts of Jerusalem, this misunderstood Christ, he stands hurting and banished and heavy-hearted, filled with love for those who will not, cannot let him in. And no matter the danger, Jesus continues his faithful ministry, his journey to Jerusalem, weeping for the city. Oh, Jerusalem, weeping for us too, waiting for us, calling us. Calling us. Calling us.
Thank you for joining this podcast of First Presbyterian Church Champaign. Visit us at our campus at the intersection of Church and State Streets in downtown Champaign. And for more information, visit us online at www.firstpres.church. Have a great week.